Every Christ follower is issued a simple and yet profound invitation. It's an invitation to follow. However, this is not an invitation to follow blindly, because His footprints are there for you to see. Welcome to Fraser 365. I'm Chris Montgomery, Senior Pastor of Fraser Church in Montgomery, Alabama. If you dare to accept the challenge to follow Jesus in His steps, you will join a long line of faithful followers who have gone before you, both within Fraser Church and around the world. Thanks for joining us.
Welcome to Day 16 of In His Steps. Today's title is Giving More Than Needed. Tony Morita said, generous giving only comes from a heart that has been moved by God's grace. God gives us a new heart as believers, and one of the inevitable results of that new heart is generosity. Our text today comes from Exodus chapter 36, verses 1 through 7. Bezalel and Oholiab, and every craftsman in whom the Lord has put skill and intelligence to know how to do any work in the construction of the sanctuary, shall work in accordance with all that the Lord has commanded. And Moses called Bezalel and Oholiab, and every craftsman in whose mind the Lord had put skill, everyone whose heart stirred him up to come to do the work. And they received from Moses all the contribution that the people of Israel had brought for doing the work on the sanctuary. They still kept bringing him freewill offerings every morning, so that all the craftsmen who were doing every sort of task on the sanctuary came, each from the task that he was doing. And they said to Moses, "The people bring much more than enough for doing the work that the Lord has commanded us to do." So Moses gave command, and word was proclaimed throughout the camp. Let no man or woman do anything more for the contribution for the sanctuary. So the people were restrained from bringing, for the material they had was sufficient to do all the work and more. Exodus 35 through 38 details the instructions and the process of the Israelites voluntarily contributing materials and labor to build the tabernacle, the portable sanctuary where God's presence would dwell with His people. In Moses' account, we find a great example of giving above and beyond what is needed. Philip Ryken and R. Kent Hughes provide profound insight into the Israelites' example of giving. Remember that these donations were entirely voluntary. There were no tax for the tabernacle. Moses didn't even give people the hard sell. He simply said, "Look, God wants us to make a large tent. Here's what we need to complete the project. And if you have a heart for this, then bring whatever you'd like to give." This is not an approach that many fundraisers would recommend. The professionals would tell Moses to come up with a better plan. You can't just tell people to give what they want to give. If you do that, you'll never get enough. You have to make some kind of offer. Tell the people that anyone who brings a gift can be a courtyard contributor, but reserve a circle of honor in the Holy of Holies for the people who give the most. Or the fundraisers would advise Moses to tell everyone how much to give. Don't just take up a collection, Moses. At least give them some kind of suggested donation. How well did this plan work? Did the people contribute enough to build the tabernacle? Actually, what they gave was more than enough. The people gave so much that it started to become a problem. They brought more than a ton of gold, 3 tons of silver, and 2 tons of bronze. Rather than having too little, the workmen had too much. At first, it was exciting to see what the people brought. Pure gold, fancy cloth, sparkling gems. But they kept bringing more and more every day until finally there was just too much stuff. Too much wood, too much fabric, too much silver and gold. So the craftsmen left their work and went to tell Moses what was happening. "Enough already," they said. "You have to put a stop to this, Moses. It's too much. We don't know what to do with all these contributions." So the prophet did put a stop to it. Then Moses gave an order and they sent this word throughout the camp. No man or woman is to make anything else as an offering for the sanctuary. And so the people were restrained from bringing more because what they'd already had was more than enough to do all the work. The Israelites wanted to give so much that Moses had to hold them back. This sterling example of generosity shows what happens when people who are saved by grace start giving from the heart. We are so grateful for God, for what He's done, that we want to keep giving and giving and giving. the story of the tabernacle shows that grace is the best motivation for giving. Rather than giving out of a sense of duty, or even worse, from a sense of guilt, God invites us to give with joyful, grateful hearts. May we follow in the steps of the Israelites in giving more than is needed. Some things to ponder today. In what ways does today's scripture challenge you in the area of giving? How does it motivate you? In what ways does the giving of the Israelites emulate God's nature of giving? If a church gave more than was needed, what message about Christ would the world receive? Everyone have a blessed day. See you tomorrow.